And then this appeared.
I step out of my skin. You wouldn't know me now. Couldn't you go away? Shouldn't I?
Drum and bass beats, a lot of lush keyboard sounds, Sarah's beautiful vocals. It's still very electronic, yet we have that classical element.
Don't show me your weakness. I can't rely on you to know my soul. Don't show me your weakness. I might become something you need. Something you need. Something you need.
When I heard that, oh, the chills that ran down my spine. That's THC, George Serra, with Sara Brightman on vocals, the By God 20 mix of Need to Destroy from Consenting Guinea Pig. A year to the day after that Impala gig, in 1997, saw THC again at the Opium Den in Hollywood with the strings, with a string trio, I believe it was, or was it a quartet? And with Sara Brightman on vocals. This is that performance at the Opium Den. This is an instrumental called Darjeeling. This is Kill Radio in Los Angeles. We'll be right back.
about emotions and generally as they relate to physical manifestation. I tend to filter everything through my body one way or the other, and the lyrics definitely reflect that. Dig is a song that I wrote about somebody that I love who was very far away from me, and it's just my wish to have that person reconnect.
Yeah.
Yeah, THC at the Opium Den in October 1997. George had given me a CD of some of the music that he was working on at that time period, and to see that extraordinary performance. I also saw them at the El Rey in January 98. Just, I cannot tell you how utterly powerful I think this music is. I it's so interesting and so deep. Anyway, George and I are somewhat friends. I invited him to go see a play on my birthday in 1997. Richard Foreman was doing his play Pearls for Pigs over at the Froude Theater at UCLA, and I took a big party on my birthday, which was the opening night of the show, and I invited George to come along. And George was so inspired by it that he began to look into theater and performance, and sort of that inspiration, I guess, was very good for him. Within a year or so, he was appearing on the Buffy the Vampire Slayer television show, and a song of his inspired a whole episode. Joss Whedon is so cool. Buffy is so cool. It was so extraordinary to suddenly have the on the stage, the camera pans across, and there was George on stage on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Amazing, amazing. So this Opium Den concert is terrific, and I recorded it myself on a professional Walkman. Obviously, it's not perfect. It's definitely not a perfect recording. You know, it shows the flaws of an analog recording, totally. But it captures for me the atmosphere that I got that was there. This is the one song that they didn't do live, and this is a little complex little masterpiece from THC called Lonesome.
This life is a dry run.
Only I could sleep forever. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if I was never held.